team's alright with me. Dream team's alright. Oh, yeah. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy. I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Calvinator.
No, I'm sorry, but I am just not a happy man.
I can tell. Now, we're leading into round 21, which is, of course, the second week of finals.
Semi-finals time.
I know. It's do or die. Warnie, how'd you go?
Yeah, my team, well, I lost my main finals. You like that, did you?
Yeah, I do.
I had an awful score, a god awful score of 20-72. But I'm not wearing a green vest, though, so
about time
can't have been that bad.
Yeah, about time your score reflected your team, Warnie, that's all I can say.
Looks good on paper. Yeah, nah, terrible. So I'm in a world of trouble at the moment. Actually, I'm going to be pushing it up here. I'll be knocked out in straight sets.
Oh, hello, self-handicapper. I'm here mouthing off, but I didn't do much better. I got 21-25 in a pretty dismal effort. My rank slipped. However,
it was enough.
I got the job done.
How'd
you go?
I got beat, Roy, and you know I got beat. What are you laughing for, Nob?
Look, time.
Now, I actually, Dog beat me this week by 21, and it was a bit of a nail-biter on that Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it was.
But, kissed on that with Selwood.
Oh.
Yes.
Why don't you have him? Honestly, we have talked him up more than...
Oh, because I get carnage every week. I'm patching holes. I'm like...
Well, patch your hole with him then.
If Selwood had scored 136, which is still monstrous, I would be out of the vest.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Well, you would be. But then if I go through and say all of my...
Who's talking here? Don't interrupt. Anyway, terrible week once again. But this week, I've got a couple of maestro moves that are going to get me out of the vest.
I can't work out why you are talking about you versus Warndog. You and me played in a knockout final, mate.
That was over. No, what'd you get me by in the end?
I don't know. Probably about 80.
80 or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But tell him what I was throughout the weekend.
He was a good boy. He was. He was a gracious winner.
A well-behaved winner.
A well-behaved winner. Yeah.
As long as it's going recognised.
You were hashtagging it up too. Be right.
Oh, I was trying to get a bit of support.
Oh, you had some.
Yeah, I did.
Well, there was all this hate directed at me. It wasn't very fair at all. Now, plus threes, negative threes. I'll kick off. Now, this was a nail-biter because, like you mentioned, Selwood was massive. And, God, didn't we need it this week with so many underperformers. But the uniqueness of my boy in the back line, Brandon Ellis.
Oh, yes.
He well and truly deserves my plus three there. And negative three, well, this was between two absolute Muppets, Bartell. And Jack. Two people that, you know, we talked up a lot throughout the year. And Jackie, I thought, was coming good. Jackie, he gets my negative three. That was good pathetic. You've got to get above 50 in a final.
That's terrible.
You know who did get above 50?
Who
smashed it?
Who?
Hibbo. Now, as a point of difference, and I've copped ridicule about having him.
People?
Calvin? Calvin. ridicule. Ridicule about having Hibbo in my side.
Yep.
Even then, ridicule about having him in our ultimate 22 thing.
Yeah.
Smashed out 119. I know. Thank
just
you very
he's,
much.
Just because he's not a good footballer doesn't mean he's not racking up
a good
score for you.
Hashtag kissed on them.
Plus sixes all the time. He's a gun.
How about you pick a good side for once?
Okay. Now listen to this.
Next sentence.
Negative three.
Oh, how are you going to do it this week, actually?
All right, there's two names, and I'm going to toss a coin here in a moment. And unfortunately, they were both my two inclusions this week.
Oh, man. You're a genius of a coach.
Far out. All right, I'm going to start with the one that's not that bad. Windelick. You can't predict injuries. You can't predict injuries and you can't make them feel bad about...
How many... was his first game back, wasn't it?
It was.
He's a 54-year-old veteran coming back from an injury. He was... if he wasn't injured, he was still going to get bested.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he was so.
He wasn't going to get invested. He had 37 halfway through that second quarter. He's a gun. He would have had a ton easy.
That is
and
a
his break even was
call.
Miniature. Not that that really matters.
Emphasis
this time
on break because he breaks down at the drop of a hat. That
break. I can't wait to see who else.
Now toss the
contention.
Coin and it didn't end up on his side. So,
Jesus, Winder, you had someone worse than that. How the hell?
Well, he scored 3 points more, but he played 2.5 quarters more.
No, he was bad.
Aaron Sanderlands. Now. Yeah, I know. YOLO. I tried to go... I I tried to go a little bit too pretty. I needed to do something different, and I did, because I had Cruiser out. And
isn't that the annoying part of this game? I should have just
played Sam Rowan off my bench for 3 more points.
The annoying part of this game, when do you YOLO and when do you just go with the numbers?
It's like a bloody yo-yo that doesn't actually yo, it just yo.
Mind you, I've taken the attention away from your Friday afternoon stupidity.
That was a terrible trade.
No. Was
that a great trade or not?
Not in hindsight.
Hey, talk to me about it.
Captain Sneaky, too. I can't remember him mentioning those days on a podcast. He doesn't,
he just keeps them all quiet. Hush.
I had to do something different. I had to try to beat bloody goats.
Had that turn out?
Yeah, not real well.
Play on, Calvin. All
right.
Right, my negative three this week, this is not YOLO, Ablett against Melbourne at Metricon, 250th, and he scores 64. You pathetic moron.
It was not good, was it? Oh,
jeez, I was angry, Roy.
Hey, I'm not surprised.
Furious.
He ticked all boxes.
Oh.
Like no one has ever ticked before. And then they even went on to win the match.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Terrible. So Ablett will take it. My plus three, right, goes to, and I'm allowed to do this because I've already checked it with myself, goes to everyone in my back line, and Brendan Goddard can come up and get the certificate.
What, really? Your back line?
My whole back line gets it. And I'll tell you what.
You go off at me for naming up 2 players. You've named 6.
My whole back line.
Do the bench get a little certificate
as
well?
No. Just the guys on the field. My back line averaged 98.
Right.
Which, just think about how bad our back lines have been this year. Yeah. Our back line stood up this week to average 98. Mine did. And that was with Gibbs' 76 in it.
Yeah, it's a good effort.
My mids, yes, I didn't have Selwood. My mids averaged 86.
That is putrid.
86. So you throw in that, you have a go through it, you know, with your Jack, your Ablett, even your O'Keefe had 77.
Yeah.
I looked at it and Stanton had 100. I was like, what? Above average. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That, do you know what amazes me about this? Because when I looked at our head-to-heads, I was furious to see you kissed on the Turlick.
Oh, here we go.
He got 98 from Turlick. How
Turlick does that?
Unbelievable.
That's what he does.
Unbelievable.
Don't bag me about Windley.
All right, let's get into these things. Semi-finals this week, and you're in 2 positions. Well, actually, you're in 3. One, you're in mine, and
so, you're out of it. This is Mad Monday.
You're out of it. Oh, I'm going to hit the cans later. Don't you worry about that. The second one is, you won, and you get the week off, and so therefore, what are you going to do there? Let's cover that one first. So you got the week off.
Yep.
You've got nothing to do this week. You're not playing against anyone in your finals. What strategy are you going to take into it?
Well, we've been thinking about that double downgrade this week. Cash yourself up. However, is there, you know, should you do double downgrade? Maybe one downgrade is where I'm thinking. One downgrade, have a bit of cash in your bank ready for next week. But what you should be looking at is setting yourself for those final 2 weeks. That's where I'm thinking. Like, obviously, looking for players that have got good draws in those final 2 weeks. It doesn't really matter if they come up against Sydney this week. Not that you'd probably be picking many St Kilda players, but it doesn't matter who they're playing this week. Get them in preparation for that so that you are bringing in big guns. So, yeah.
Well, look, a couple of teams to look at. Firstly, well, Frio, as juicy as they are, they play Melbourne this week. Now, that doesn't concern you if you're in this area, though. But the last 2 rounds, they go Port and St Kilda.
Yep.
Crows go Melbourne next week. West Coast the week after. That's going to be guaranteeing you're getting you into the grand final.
Yeah.
If you think you're already going to make the grand final, then look at maybe some Bulldogs who go Brisbane next week.
They probably won't do too bad.
And then Melbourne the week after. Also Richmond, great draw coming home. GWS and Essendon. So those are the teams, if you're going to look to set yourself up for round 22, round 23, there's some wicked options you could do. Now, Roy, you're in this situation where you're in a do or die.
Yep.
So from now on, we're all in do or die situations. Well, not me, you guys.
I am.
Do or die situations where you lose, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you looking to do this week then, as far as, say, strategy goes? What are you going to be looking at?
Oh, well, obviously, I'm going to be chasing maximum points this week. So I'm looking at the likes of underperformers, Bartell, people like that, even Kennedy. Up there at full forward. I need more points than they produced this week, so I'm going to look at maximising points. If it means getting rid of those guys, I'm going to have to do it.
Well, you've got to jump on dudes that play Melbourne. Like Frio this week, last time they played Melbourne was in round 9. 11 of them cracked a ton.
Yeah,
wow. 11 of them got a ton. So Look, a guy that I'd just be careful of right now while we're talking about him, I'm a bit on the arse with this, keep clear of Fife.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Out of the 11 guys in that Melbourne game to crack 100, he only got 99.
It's probably when I had him.
He wasn't one of them. Probably. Tagged by McKenzie, who held Ablett to 64, he will definitely go to him again.
Yeah.
So, just keep an eye on that.
Thanks for the hot tip.
No worries, Roy.
Yeah, just I'm looking at Maney in for one of those two, Bartel or Kennedy.
See, how dirty is that?
I know.
We're looking at Maney. At
the start of the year, we wouldn't have even mentioned it.
He's averaging near 90 this year, that dude.
Yeah, well, the last five, he's averaging over 100.
Oh, he's, yeah. So, him against Melbourne is
he's already knocked up a ton against him this year, too.
Mm. So, it's going to be pretty good.
There's your chasing points.
Now, Cav, you didn't talk about those people in the third category. Like yourself, what are you going to do with your trades this week?
I'm going to sit at the pub.
No. Go nuts, mate.
Get out, get a chance to go YOLO.
Out of the vest.
Oh, yeah. What could be a YOLO trade this week for you?
Maine.
Oh, I think Maine.
Is that YOLO? It is for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Maine. He's gone. And I'm actually going to probably even go, God, I don't know. I've got so many spazbots in my team. I might even go YOLO captain.
Oh, really? Wow.
No way.
We might talk about captains later, but before we do, we'll move on to our best 22, our ultimate 22 for finals. And I'd give you the hot tip, backline, just quietly, nailed it last week. So those boys were all sensational, all over 90 points, and probably the same backline as yours, Calvin. They deserve the plus three there. But
no, Calvin doesn't have Ellis anymore.
Oh, doesn't he? He had 119.
Because you talked me out and told me to get rid of him.
Oh, I never would.
Last week in the back line, we did get rid of Gibbs and brought Ellis in. We got rid of Henderson. He had 97. Got in Hanley for 91. So not really calling that too much of a loss there.
Still 6 points, dog.
Yeah, it is.
Costly.
Some people lost by 6 points.
But then we look at our midfield. And pretty much was pretty good all across the board except for two players.
Mm.
One of those, Kieran Jack, 57 points. And Gary Ablett with his 64. We obviously have to whack the C on that because Calvin tells us to. Is there anything that you would do with that, Roy? Because this
there
was
the certainly
position.
Is.
Yep.
Well, in finals, I am very reactive to a 57. That 57 cost people a win.
Yes, it did, Roy.
And you do not expect that from your finals. Finals midfield team. You just cannot...
Especially after 128, 140 these 2 weeks before
now,
that.
He will probably bounce back this week, but I do not care. He needs to be sent a clear message.
Yep.
He is out and...
See ya.
Who?
Watson.
Joe Watson.
Yeah, Joe Watson.
How good is he been?
Yep, on the back of 113, 120.
Coming back from injury.
Exactly,
yep.
Exactly. He doesn't look even close to knocking up a 57. So, yeah, he's coming in for Jack this
Always
week.
Plays a lot of ticker too, Joe.
Yeah.
He'll get through these last few weeks. So, obviously, we're not going to trade out Ablett, but that captaincy hurt along the way, didn't
we? We can always move the captaincy, dog.
We can. Oh, can we?
All right. We'll talk about that Wednesday.
YOLO.
YOLO. All right. Let's go in the rucks. Coxie obviously stays there. He was good again without Nick Knapp being there. We did have Cruiser in there. We're copping a few injuries or things happening. So what I did on Friday night was changed him to Leuenberger. Now, he didn't give us the score that we wanted to with his 68.
He was putrid, but he was better than Sandy.
But he was... Oh, God.
Sorry.
He was what we thought on Friday night as the answer. Roy, you actually brought him in last week into your team for Cruiser.
Yep.
So that made me think, he's the guy there. Will Minson might have been a better option, obviously for the week, and he's got a pretty good run coming up, but we're going to hold there. I think Berger should be all right, because his form's been good, hasn't he, mate? You're still holding him.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
He has. He was the highest averaging ruck over the 5 weeks leading up.
We wouldn't be putting in Goldie, though, would we, Roy?
Well, didn't I mention this?
You did, Roy.
I warned people about his ability to choke in finals. Now, he came home... Well, late to scrape to just under 60, I think. It was warning signs early. Far out. He is putrid at finals times, that bloke.
All right, let's move into the forward line there. And Calvin, this is your mess that you've got going on here.
Yeah.
Got a lot of bloody scribbles all over this stuff.
Yep.
Last week, you traded out Rewalt, who got 104.
Yep.
You brought in Lockie Hansen. Yep. Had been in great form, I'll give you that.
Just the way everything I touch turns to shit. Keep going.
It wasn't too bad, really. Clokey 71, you got to take that from him along the way. But Bart, 55.
Jesus Christ.
Not good. So The forward line didn't do that. Now, you wanted to make a bit of a change there. You said you're going to stick with Bartel.
No.
You're not?
No. All right, look, I'm with Destroy. If you score 50 in a finals game for us, pack your bags and get out the door, you moron. So Bartel will go, and I'm bringing in Yolo Maine.
Yep.
Nice. So does Hansen stay then?
No, Hansen is going as well, dog.
Who for?
Hansen will go...
Who?
For Windelick.
You idiot. Right? No, yeah.
Hansen's going, yeah. And I'm going to be reactional Calvin here. Rewalk. Come back in. I'm going to reverse trade back.
And his numbers versus Sydney.
Massive.
Kaboom.
Yeah, so he had, well,
he had 150.
150 earlier this year on him. So, yep, Maine and Rewalk will come in for Barr and Hansen.
So, at the end of the day, even though we had a bit of...
How many trades can we have?
I don't know. We've got our own rules for this thing.
No rules.
Anyway, that team ended up with 22-15, which would have been pretty competitive, I reckon, in that, considering some of that rubbish there. It would have been top 2,500 for the week in the weekly. So, yeah, not too bad. Would have hopefully got you a win. But, geez, if we're not making bad calls like bringing in blokes like Hansen, then we should be pretty right. Let's see.
Why?
See, this is... Your amazing ability this year. He was on the back of about 10 90 pluses in a row.
I just can't do it. You watch, someone will break a leg this
week. Oh, don't say that, Calvin.
All right, Windley. Time to redeem yourself. I've removed all of the party blower things from the house because, firstly, I picked one up and I did see a little bit of booger on there from Thursday night's show.
Oh, yes.
However, there's no reason to celebrate, Calvin.
There's none.
Gary Ablett. What sort of party was it?
It was a surprise party.
And he hates surprises.
No, it was a surprise party for us.
Oh, was
Ablett's
it?
Like, surprise, gotcha. Look, the question is this. Did I ever do it on the show with the blowers? Some may say I may have done it. But look, what was I doing? Seriously though, 64 against Melbourne. I would have got 64 against Melbourne.
Blindfolded.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, no, it was unbelievable.
All right, so let's just get over that. Because I tell you what, a lot of people would have gone Gaz or Swanee. So what was the last time those guys went under 100 on the same week would be amazing.
Yeah, did you do those stats?
No. Last night when it opened, I thought, no, bugger this, because I was an angry little pirate last night.
I reckon.
Got out of bed at like 12 o'clock and I went out to the table and I started working. And I started crunching my numbers. You know the last time? So Ablett in his last two games has been disgraceful. 64-89 his last two. He hasn't done that since his first year at the Suns in round 6 and 7.
Maybe I'll get him out of that best bloody...
You know what he did the week after? He had a 156.
Oh.
At Amy against Adelaide, guess where he is this week?
Planets are aligning.
At Amy.
Maybe I'll keep him in that bloody best 22.
Do you think I'm having him number one? Rubbish. No way. No way. So just based on his form, there's got to be something wrong with the little dude. So I don't know what it is.
Rocky's even projected to score more than him this week.
So his scores against Port actually aren't that great. And last time, he's played him this year, he had 118. He was tagged by Corns and Cassisi. So look, that's fine. But what about your opinions on chasing captains of difference, or CODs as I like to call them.
Yeah, after last week, CODs would have got you wins because people in the COD mix were like Joel Selwood.
Yep.
He was a COD.
Yep.
So I remember we talked about it on the show. We said, if you do not look that competitive against your head-to-head, you got to go balls on the line, COD it.
Got a couple of great CODs for you this week. Of course, we'll get into Calvin's captain's top five on Wednesday, but couple of great CODs for you. Keep an eye on Tom Rockcliffe. 125 last year against GWS.
Ooh.
115, 144 in his last two this year. Averaging 122 in his last five. Last two games at Gabba, 144, 134.
He's on fire.
So he's just dominating.
He's so good.
This is my biggest smoky COD that's going to be for the week. Cox.
COD Cox.
COD Cox, I call it.
You're going to smoke Cox.
See,
you said something about smoking cocks.
Last year against Geelong, he had 147. Yeah. That's his third biggest score in the last 4 years. Right? His last 3 weeks, he's had 100 plus.
Yeah.
Last week, Lobie, 145 against the Geelong ruck department, or lack of, were 59 hit outs.
Yeah.
The week before it, Goldie sucked. He only had 74 points.
He does, though.
42 of those points were from hit outs. So Cox will have 49 hit outs this week.
Are you serious?
And you, when you add to that 20 touches, he should carve them, and he's back at Patterson. So he is a massive chance to be big again.
Yeah, okay. So, interesting cod.
Anyway, so I've dug deep because I do know I need to redeem myself.
Tell you what, Lobie, he's going to be in the mix in the next couple of years. His ceiling is huge for a ruckman.
He had some good scores when he was a rookie ruck for us.
He did.
So he only touched it 17 times.
Yeah.
For that huge 140 plus. Mm. So yeah, so he could be massive on his day.
That's huge. All right, a couple of little late-breaking news, as we might call it, that Mitch Clisby has been given 3 weeks suspension. So that might test a few people that have got him as a bench player for them. Like, you know, we're probably all pretty set with that. Some people downgraded their 10th, or sorry, 8th defender and play positions like that. So that might hurt a few people along the way. So that might come into some thinking where he could be worth upgrading now and dumping one of those.
Yeah, but I reckon over the next few weeks we'll find a few new rookies starting to come through. Dudes will be packed up and put on ice for the season. Guys going to operations.
Yeah, but you still only have two trades per week. So it's making it a bit YOLO in a sense. Like, that old school would probably downgrade to that, but those points you might miss out on your field because you're doing those sorts
Nothing
of things.
I'm doing from now on is I'm banning the use of YOLO.
Terrible term.
In all podcasts and shows, banned.
Terrible term. All right, Roy, just a little shout out to your mates there, Lockie. He was devastated that his assistant coach, Destroy, gave him no time of day.
So I jumped back on board with him this week to try to make up for it.
And what happened?
He smashed everyone in that damn schools competition. He's number one ranked out of all of them now. Everyone that remains in there.
1 week too late, though.
1 week too late. He smashed like a 2-4 or something ridiculous almost. He thumped it.
Smashed everyone.
He's up to 40th overall in the comp.
Yeah, that's right. And see, my boy, he actually had a draw. Pretty awesome.
That's amazing.
Draw in the final. Yeah. So, and because he was a higher ranked guy,
Noah
went through. So that gets him the week off. So he's walking around with a bit of a swagger, but he is stressed out of his head, wondering what he's going to do. I haven't really known what that feeling's like to be going that well.
I know what it's like to be stressed.
Yeah, but you know, to Saturday nights when Gaz is playing. Big. The schools comp's huge. Calvin.
Oh, look, big party coming up. Big party coming up.
What, a Metricon? That'll be good.
See?
What?
Round 22, DT Talk. We're getting to Melbourne. We're inviting everyone from all over the world to come down and have a few beers, talk Dream Team with us. It's at 100 Swan Street at the Richmond Club Hotel.
Yes, that is correct.
Special guest, Harry Beard, will be playing a bit of live tunes there throughout the day. I reckon we can get 100 people there.
I reckon.
100 people to 100 Swan Street.
Well, if we can get 250 people to our...
Is it 250 now?
Yeah, it goes up.
Is that what you're telling people?
Well, what is it? Well, how many was it?
I think it was 200. Yeah,
200 people to WA.
Is that how you do your captain scores? You pad your numbers out of it like this, do you?
Come on, Warren.
Oh, sorry.
You're right, Cal. Keep going.
No, I'm about going to tears.
Sounds like a good party.
It's going to be a great party. So, yeah, get on down. There's details on the website. Make sure you check it out. And, good luck for this week for those guys who are still freaking playing.
Let's get ourselves in the prelim final because it will be good if we are at that party, actually still playing. Otherwise, we might be just talking about the Big Bash Dream Team coming up or something like that. It might be a game over. Anyway, all right, that's game over for this week. Thanks for listening, and I'm off to watch Breaking Bad.
Woo!